Everybody, it's George from Ireland. Well, welcome back to my channel. 4 days ago it happened, and it was just so dispiriting for its sheer predictability. On the 28th of May, and that is Israel refused to use the UN humanitarian system aid distribution network. No. They were going to do it all themselves after Israel deliberately cut off food, medicine, and anything necessary to sustain life in Gaza for several weeks. Finally, under international pressure, even the United States said, no, this is just too cruel. And the United Nations has said that the 2.1 million people in Gaza, they are facing terrible, terrible hunger. Babies are already dying from this. The most vulnerable, the elderly, the newborn, they're most likely to die. Okay, healthy, youngish adults like me have a bit more of a chance. Goodness. And then Netanyahu then has the gall to say that there's no malnutrition in Gaza. And when we arrest these people, we always take photographs of the men with their shirts off, and they're always chubby, not providing any evidence whatsoever. So where's the moral outrage from the United States, or indeed the Western world? Okay, there's some good governments. My government, the Irish government, better than almost any other. So I think my proudest day as an Irishman in my life is when we took in those very sick Palestinian children to give them the treatment they desperately needed at a hospital. And that shows how magnificent Ireland is. But so coming back to that, so the United States is also backing this. The United States and Israel were warned this is really not the right way to do it. Yeah. And as the United Nations Human Rights Officer said, 47 people were injured in Gaza, shot by the Israeli Defense Forces. So the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation in Rafah was trying to distribute aid, but anyway, people were so desperate, were panicked, a feeding frenzy. Grab some aid. I'm going to be wait my turn and be patient. But other people are grabbing some food. Well, if I don't get there and grab it, there'll be no food left. So I got to do it. I got to think of myself. And that set in. Was that Israel's plan all along to have Palestinians fighting against each other? These very undignified scenes to say, oh, look, they're just so animals, they're just savages, look what they do to each other, no wonder they're bad to us, and stuff like that, to set them in deadly hate against each other. So anyway, so on Tuesday, that was thousands of Palestinians almost starving, went to the GFH distribution center, and that's where the Israeli army has total control. So these terrible anarchic scenes of people there tearing down the fences, doing anything they can to grab some food because they're just driven insane with hunger. It emphasizes the sheer cruelty of what Israel is doing. And so the Israeli troops claim they fired warning shots into the air. Now, I don't know if people were wounded by the shots or whether they got knocked over by other people, trampled on by accident. So, goodness, all these food boxes to be distributed. And so anyone could see it coming. They were told not to do it. You could have used the United Nations. Now, the Israeli warning shots doing this, if they're warning shots at all, to get the crowd back, quite worried that people would get them. Unarmed people might just beat them to death because they are so driven insane by the appalling crimes they've suffered, the many, many atrocities committed by Israel in Gaza over the last year and a half. Members of their family who've been abducted, who've been tortured, and so on. Civilians who've been deliberately murdered by the IDF, knowing that they are civilians. We know that the Israeli military willfully murdered those British aid workers last year. The aid workers, they said, this is our car registration, this is where we're going this time. The IDF, they knew all that, and they killed them anyway. No mistake. It was willful murder. And that's what they will do to civilians of a friendly country, the United Kingdom, which had bent over backwards to facilitate them, sell them arms. Rishi Sunak going out there being a cheerleader for the massacre of Palestinian children. But that's still not enough. And where was the moral outrage from the British government? Imagine if Iran had done that to British aid workers, or Russia, or Hamas. They've been baying for blood. But because it's Israel, is blaming the victims, is their fault for trying to save people in the first place. Wow. So, and if that's what they will do to the civilians of an allied country, so what are they going to do to Palestinians, who many Israelis consider less human? Now, there are some morally upstanding Israelis. There are some very gallant Israelis who say, no, not in our name. Palestinians are human too. We must have mercy, act in accordance with the noblest ethical principles of Judaism. And so, you know, life is sacred. So we're going to be compassionate. We are not going to have torture, and we're not going to starve civilians to death and things like that. We're going to fight. It's got to be by ethical means. And so we can't just carpet bomb the whole street pretending that Hamas might be there or something. So so Israel, they knew it was going to happen. The United States, they knew it was going to happen. And so but they did it anyway. Did they? Presumably because they wanted this to happen. I mean, whatever you say about the Israeli government, they're not stupid. And maybe an excuse to cut off aid again. Was that their very cunning plan? And the one thing is the Israeli soldiers, to some extent, I can't blame them for firing warning shots in the air. You might be hugely outnumbered by these Palestinian civilians who've just lost their fear of death, fear they've got nothing to lose. They'd rather die by being shot than being starved. And even if they're unarmed, they might beat you to death. So unarmed people do attack armed people sometimes. So that's why they're firing in the air. And it looks like it's going to go on. Rather than let the United Nations do it on the basis of bogus claims that UN officials are helping Hamas. Like, how? Because every gram that goes into Gaza can be inspected by the Israelis. Okay, some comes in from Egypt, apart from that crossing point. To my knowledge, Israel hasn't accused the Egyptians of helping Hamas at all. We know that the Egyptian military dictatorship detests Hamas, despite the Egyptian government being somewhat Islamist. Like, an Egyptian actress, she went to a premiere a couple of years ago wearing a dress that showed her legs. She was imprisoned for showing her legs. Well, there's an Egyptian woman on television, and she said that having a child outside wedlock was permissible, and she was jailed for that. Or an Egyptian lady who ate a banana in a suggestive manner, and again, she was jailed for that. Goodness. It's all very depressing. It reminds me just how lucky I am to live in a free country, fairly free country, where I'm safe. It also gives lie to this thing I used to hear on Ireland all the time when we're saying, oh, we've got the worst history ever, the tragic history. Really, we don't, especially compared to say, anywhere in Eastern Europe or many, 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 many Middle Eastern countries. And it underscores just how humane the British Army is, the Royal Irish Constabulary, the Royal Ulster Constabulary, fighting a counterinsurgency, very seldom killing civilians, striving to keep the casualties down, rather few instances of torture. I mean, almost no massacres. I mean, arguably two massacres in the last 100-something years, if even 13 people as a massacre and so on. So just how restrained the security forces were, just how ethical and just how law abiding. And I know it wasn't perfect. It wasn't total. But with Israel, they, you know, very rarely call their people to account. And I know there are regimes that are worse. The Assad regime was even worse, you know, massacring whole city falls, mass graves and so on. The use of poison gas. Goodness. Well, do what you can for peace and justice between Palestine and Israel. Thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then into PayPal, georgecallahan790@gmail.com. Goodbye.